A Birdhouse for Rent by Russell Gordon Carter. Suppose that you love grass and flowers and trees very much, and that you have always lived where you could enjoy them in your own yard. Then suppose you had to move to a place where there were none of these pleasures. What would you do? You may be greatly surprised to read what the girl and boy in this story did. When the Gilberts first moved to the city, they took rooms in a boarding house and began to look for a new home. "I hope it will have a big backyard with grass and flowers," said Elise. "Yes," said her brother Frank, "and I hope it will have a tree where the birds can play." But it was not easy to find a house that pleased them. For 6 weeks, the Gilberts hunted and hunted. Then at last, one afternoon, when Frank and Elise came home from school, their mother said, "Well, we have found a house." "Has it a backyard with flowers?" asked Elise. "And a tree?" said Frank. "Well, not exactly," replied Mrs. Gilbert slowly. On the first of the next month, the Gilberts moved into the new home. At once, Frank and Elise hurried out to the backyard. What they found was just smooth concrete. There was not a blade of grass anywhere, or even a small bush. In one corner stood a tall white flagpole. "Well," said Frank, "concrete instead of grass and a pole instead of a tree." "I don't see what we can do about it," answered Elise. "Nothing will grow here, and I don't suppose that we shall be able to make friends with the birds, but we can't help it.